Jesus paid it all. All to heal my own. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all to heal my own. Sin had left a crimson stain. He God washed it. Jesus washed it white as snow. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. Thank you, Lord. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful. Oh, so faithful. Yes, you are. You are faithful. Oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are precious, oh, so precious. Thank you, Lord. You are precious, oh, so precious. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful, no one so faithful, no one so holy, no one so holy, no one so worthy, no one so worthy, no one so faithful. No one so faithful, no one so holy. There is no one, no one. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all, all to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Hallelujah. He washed it white as snow. Aren't you glad that he paid it all for you this morning? Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it. 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 Hallelujah. Why? Lift up your hands and give God the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer on this holy Monday as we tag this day. Lord, make me a house of prayer Monday. Mighty God, hallelujah. We come with bowed hearts on today to say thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, we call on your precious name. Jesus, we lift your name high. Jesus, we thank you that you are very present help, God, in our time of need. We thank you on today. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We bless your great and mighty name like never before. Father, I lift up each and every person on this line on today. Lord, that you continually to saturate them, God, in your grace and your mercy and your love like never before. We thank you that our footsteps are ordered in your word. We thank you that our hands are prospered before you, Almighty God. We thank you that your anointing that removes burns and destroys yokes is on our life. We thank you that there's a stirring of the Holy Ghost down in our soul, oh, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless this line in its entirety, Father, like never before. Take it to deeper depths and higher heights, oh, God. Father God, artist life, Father, take it to deeper depths and higher heights, oh, God. Father, we thank you, Father, for everyone that's connected, God, every family member of ours, oh, God. We ask, Lord, that you extend your grace like never before. Father God, we lift up the word bearer on today, the mighty woman of God. Lord, that you anoint her from her head to her toes, oh God, to bring forth your word in this season, in this hour, in this holy day, Father. We thank you. We love you. And Father God, we won't be forever to forget to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, my beautiful Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful Prophet Kai. You can take it away. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for setting the atmosphere and just ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, anyhow. And, of course, to our beautiful Minister Keisha for greeting and seating us and opening us up with a powerful prayer and the tag, Lord, make us a house of prayer Monday. So we are just so excited and thankful that each and every one of you have joined us. Again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and it was started by two amazing and dynamic women of God on October 25th, 2010, and that is Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of their yes, we have been given a mission and a mandate, and that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so they have founded this call on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call has a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will find all of the messages archived and recorded since the foundation of the call. Also there you will find this year's theme, which is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led of the Lord to join this blessed ministry as a psalmist, such as Minister Tiffany did, as a greeter, such as Minister Keisha did, or as a host, or if you have a word for such a time as this from the Lord, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our beautiful prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. On Friday, we have our live prayer request and praise report session. So that's the second half of the call. The morning motivational call is immediately following this call Monday through Fridays. A team of great leaders throughout Artist Life will give you vital information on the benefits of the amazing Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617 pound. Today is Inspirational Monday. Our host will be Dr. Vanessa, and our very own Minister Cynthia will be bringing forth the message. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Our very own Dr. PK is our mouthpiece with the message this morning. She needs no introduction. She is a grandmother of five, a mother of two adult children, and she was educated through college in Mississippi. She received a Master's of Divinity and Doctorate in Ministry from ITC, the Atlanta University Complex. She enjoyed married life twice and is continuing to just live the way that God is calling her to live. I'm going to present to some and introduce to others our very own Dr. PK Roberts. Dr. PK, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Ma. Take it away.
I tell you one thing, you did that so sweet this morning. God bless you, Prophet Kai. I love you and thank you for that introduction. And thank you for what you do here on this call and with this ministry. Good God and mercy. You all got this thing set up so preaching is easy this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there in that California town. Yes, God has anointed you to do just what you are doing. And I thank God for you. Yes, I do. I thank God also for our own Praise the Heavens Down, Minister Keisha Lee up there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. Lord, make me a house of prayer. Yes, yes, yes. That's my prayer this morning. Yes, yes, yes. You all have stirred the atmosphere, releasing the presence of the Holy Spirit to be and to do what he chooses to do. I am excited about being here with you today. Yes, I am. And Dr. Vanessa, what can I say about you, my sweetheart? I do thank God for you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you there in that Prairie View, Texas town. I thank you for what you do, Dr. Vanessa, for this TMC, the Master's Call family. Without you, I always say that there would not be a Master's Call family. I thank God that he connected us years ago. With that being said, I got to get into this word. I'm telling you all, I am feeling good down to my sanctified toes. I could call all of you name by name. I've heard this morning come out here because I love all of you. My son, Daryl, Sister Nicole, you're getting ready for your magnificent event this week. I need you to send me a flyer so I can throw it on my Facebook and this family can get on there and be a part of it. You're casting your net in the water, and I'm thanking God for you. With that being said, let's just go to where we stopped last week. Yes, we were talking about spiritual U-turn, utilizing the scripture over in Malachi, the third chapter. We are going to go to that seventh verse this morning, and we are going to read on. I am so thankful for those of you who are joining us on Facebook. I want you to know that I see you, and I'm not going to address you right now. However, turn in the Bible with me to Malachi. Yes, mm-hmm. That book. yes, yes, yes. The third chapter and the seventh verse. Let's read. Since the days of your fathers, you have turned from my statutes. You have not kept them. No, you haven't. So I'm saying, return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of armies. Yet you ask, how can we return, Lord? Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. Well, how do we rob you, Lord? By not making the payment of the tenth and the contributions, you are suffering under a curse. Yet you, the whole nation, is suffering under a curse. You are still robbing me. I say to you, bring the full tenth into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this way, says the Lord of armies. And I hear him say, I double dog dare you. Just come on and try me. Glory be to God. And see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing for you. Come on. Oh, without measure. I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not ruin the produce of your land and your vine in your field will not fail to produce fruit, says the Lord of armies. Then, and only then, all the nations will consider you fortunate, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of armies. I can remember you all growing up and hearing about how wonderful the United States was, how everybody was doing all they could to get to the United States. Oh, the land of the plenty, the land of the free, the land of the brave, the land whereby all your life is just going to turn once you get here to the United States. Good God of mercy, I ask you today, what in the world has happened here? Bless the name of Jesus. Is it just because we as a people have stopped tithing and have started in truly robbing God on a wholesale level? What is it that is causing us to be a nation that others are beginning to fear? That even my children, I had children to come in from South Korea. I have children all over the world. I just realized this weekend, I said, good God, I really am a mother of many nations. For real, I have people, children in all nations, and I had a family of them come to check on me this weekend, scared my socks off, shot me. Yes, they did. But God gave me a peace in my mind to let me know it was going to be okay. I'm okay. They tell me that if you get that COVID stuff, it just, you know, kind of you start feeling it in your throat and everything right away. Ooh, you hear that? I'm breathing real good. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes, really I am. But listen, let me tell you what my children said to me. They said, we don't want to come back to the United States right now, Mama. It's a mess over here. Other folks saying, no, we don't think we want to come and visit you all right now. Let's wait and see what's going to happen with this COVID you all got over there that we don't have over here. And other countries saying, we don't want the United States. We don't want Americans in our country. Hey, the president of Uganda and Africa is definitely saying, because I was attempting to get myself over there. What has happened to us? Somebody better stop it. Glory be to God. I'm feeling something down in that foot right there that says we need to stop and make a U-turn. Come on here. We need to stop and make this spiritual U-turn that I'm talking about. Hey, where does it begin? It begins right here with me. It begins with me. It begins with you. It begins with us, TMC. It begins right here, right now. It begins right now. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, not my father, sister, not brother, but it's me, oh Lord. We are in need of you right now. Holy God, come as only you can. Touch our hearts and touch our minds. Help us to see where we are, God. Hey, bless the name of Jesus so that we don't continue on the road that we've been on, but we are going to stop and make a U-turn. We're going to stop and make this spiritual U-turn. Somebody said, I know she's right. We need to do that. See, it may feel like, I know we don't walk nor live on feelings because we are so saved and Holy Ghost filled. Hallelujah. But it's something that God gives us down on the inside of us. Yes, yes, Pastor Amber Roberts, yes, he does. That lets us know that we need to stop, hallelujah, and ask God to turn that spiritual light on our soul. And so that if we find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I need to get on down to this word just a little bit more. In James 4 and 7, I told you all to read that. It said, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice that the first thing you are commanded to do here is to submit to God. Submit to God. Give to God what belongs to God. Throw up your hands. We talked about Palm Sunday. So you see that palm of that hand? You see that? Whenever you open that hand up, open it up. Give to God. Give. Hey, Shay. Glory be to God. I bless your name. I give you the glory and the honor. I worship and adore you, God. Give God what belongs to God. Submit to God first of all. Throw up and surrender. As old Bishop Mason used to sing, yes, Lord, I'm submitting to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Take it all, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It belongs to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let somebody say yes, Lord, today to God. We submit it to you, Lord. We submit to you. Submit to God. And after you submit to God, the second thing we are supposed to do is resist that old enemy. Resist the devil. Tell him no in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood against him. We see you coming. You are no good. In the name of Jesus, you don't belong here. You are trespassing. You don't belong here. Enemy, the devil, Satan, all of the names that you have, in the name of Jesus, resist the devil. Don't embrace him and say, well, you know, oh, God. No, you better stand up against the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Y'all, I'm feeling good this morning. Yes, I know I got to get on through. But listen, after we submit to God and we resist the devil, we got to know that if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. I want you to know why this is important. The truth is that while Satan's not scared of you, he is really scared of the God in you. If you allow God and you submit to God and allow God to work through you, the devil will run from you. I know we need to understand the authority that our God, the God of all God, our almighty God, our omnipotent God, our God has given us. He's given us authority to absolutely resist the enemy of our soul. This reality is why the spiritual U-turn is so important. Now, just think about it, you all. I'm getting ready to get on the road here right after I finish. And if I'm going down the highway, down here on Highway 44, and I'm supposed to be on Highway 27, and I realize that I'm wanting to go to Morcombe, that's where I got to be at the cardiac center here in the next hour, and I see the sign that's telling me that I'm on the wrong highway, how do I expect to get to my destination if I'm going the wrong way? My destination is not just going to poop and be there because I want it to be there. I'm going the wrong way. I've got to stop. turn myself around and say, I'm going in the wrong direction. United States, we need to stop and realize this mess that we have been doing, racism and all this stuff. I am not going down the list of it today. I didn't even mention the fact that we are in Passion Week this week, one of the most passionate weeks, one of the most powerful weeks, one of the most purposeful weeks in the year. And we need to stop right now on the beginning of this week and say, I'm making a spiritual U-turn. I've been going the wrong way. I'm going to take the next exit, and I'm going to turn this vehicle around, and I'm going to start driving back in the direction so that I can connect with God in a way that we have been connected and in a way that he wants us to be connected. I believe that once we do, we'll start to decrease the distance between us and God and feel as if we are really coming together again. How many of you feel distance from God? Well, if you're feeling distance from him, it's not because God went anywhere. It's because we have ventured out and left God. So we want to come back to God. Yes, we do. We want to reverse the consequences that we have been facing in our lives. You all, let me get right to this point. Repenting is like taking that exit. Repent. Repent. We don't like that word too much. Repent. Take that exit to get turned around and back on track. You need to identify sin, the sin in your life, the sin in your life, and repent of it. You cannot continue sinning and think that God is going to bless it. God does not bless mess. Write that down and put it on your refrigerator. God does not bless mess, and he's not going to look over the mess. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how intelligent you are. I don't care how talented you are. It doesn't matter how gifted you are, because gift comes without repentance, and so does talent. But I'm here to tell you one thing for sure. You cannot get to where God wants you to be until you commit to doing the right thing. Somebody said, I know she's right about it. You've got to want to do right in order to do right. Yes. If we confess our sins, this is the word, it ain't PK, it is the word that comes out of 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, come on, y'all, let's make our confessions today. Lord, I haven't done it like you would have me to do it, but I want to do it just like you want me to. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to do right. God, give me a do right spirit down on the inside. So when you confess your sins, when we confess our sins, when we fess up, call it what God calls it. It's a sin. It's not a bad habit. It's not a mistake. It's not an oops. It's just straight up sin. Hey, Shay, glory be to God. I felt something when I said that. I got to call it the way it is. Then take the on-ramp back toward God. Think of it like returning home. Returning home. The Lord says, return to me, and I will return to you. That's what he said. He says it more than one time. He says it in Zechariah 1 and 3 as well. He says, return to me, and I will return to you. Until you make changes in behavior regarding your sin, you will always miss the off-ramp, destining you to continue driving farther away from where you really want to be. So as I bring this to a close, I am saying to you, repent, confess. That's my alarm telling me it's enough. Confess. Repent. Let me say it again. Repent. Confess. Lord, I haven't done it all right. return. I'm getting off, making this U-turn. And then God's word makes it pretty clear what you have to do if you want to turn your life around and reverse your consequences. He says you can make a spiritual U-turn, and then we can snuggle up with God again, get comfortable in his arms again, because we have returned home. Yes, I finished it today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Prophet Kai, and take it. We made that spiritual U-turn today.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, Mama PK. Thank you for that on-time word about making our spiritual U-turns and returning to God. I will call you back for our benediction in a short time after we pray for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing and dynamic woman of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who just brought that word. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to be with her, continue to walk with her as she is heading over to the Heart Center. Lord, you know everything she needs, spoken and unspoken, and we know that you will do the exceeding and the abundant, more than she can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to be a hedge of protection around her. Continue to be a hedge of protection around the Weatherspoon family, Lord, as they continue to walk through the process, oh God. Father God, we ask right now that you just continue to love on them, to comfort them, to guide them, and to be their peace which passes all understanding. Continue to touch Mother Owens right now in the name of Jesus. Mother Blackwell, oh Heavenly Father, you know what they need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you, oh God, that you are working it out for their good and your glory. Father God, we just ask that you touch every member of the Artist Life family. Touch the Des De Leon family, Lord, as you continue to give them the guidance to walk out what they need to walk out for Artist Life, oh Lord. And we ask right now that you continue to just be who you are in this holy week, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, so that we may be returned to right relationship with you, O God. Lord, we know that you have already done it, and we are so thankful, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask right now that you just continue to be with the bereaved families, Lord. You know their needs, Father. You know that they are in need of you, your peace, your comfort, your joy, your rest, oh, Heavenly Father, in this time of bereavement. And we just ask that you continue to touch Minister Robin and her family, oh, God, that you just continue to be with them, that you can touch Minister Brenda and her family, oh, Heavenly Father, and every family connected to the TMC call. Lord, we call them out. We don't have to call them out name by name because you know better than any of us what they are in need of. So, Lord, we just want to magnify you and give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. So, Father, we thank you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, today is Inspirational Monday, immediately following this call on the New Morning Motivational Call, and that will be hosted by none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa and Minister Cynthia, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, will be bringing forth the message. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. The bypass number is 716-293-9707. And if you want to hear today's playback, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Dr. PK, I will call you back to please give us our benediction.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Thank you so much. Oh, God, we ask that as we are entering this Passion Week, this Holy Week, this week that we can absolutely make a spiritual U-turn, we ask that your holy light from heaven will shine on us, revealing anything that is preventing us
from being close to you. We want to be close to you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. You all go out and have a super fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.